Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Ayin Vav, the finale of Sechus HaMedizah, but we're on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Where are we? I believe we're at the two dots. Talking about Banet Alokeyach, so we're talking about the Dedim of Tfilas Kalim that we have. When we buy even new kelim from a guy, there's nothing to do with kashrus. And like we mentioned yesterday, machlokes, right? Rishonim holds it's deraisa. They have a big deal whether the shitas harabbam it's deraisa or the rabbanan. The rabbam has got conflicting lashonis. On the one hand, he calls it divrei sofer. The other hand, he says that it's mipi ashmua, that this is what the pasuk by minyan means. And the question why they were commanded only by Midian, they were not commanded by Sichei Devar V'yoig, when they went to that. And we, on the other hand, we have a sheet of the Kolbai, we have the Arzah Ruach, who all that is a Drabbanan. We should really mention that Tosfos, a very important Tosfos that we have, even though the Gemara always says that when we talk about the datum of being, of the Tvilas Kalim, when we buy it from the guy, the Gemara says, you go and you are magulet and then you're teufelet. Or you go and you akashrit, you're makshrit, bahur, and then you're teufelet. Tosfos over here comes and he says, magilon umagbilon vehein tahirin. Lab davke magil, viacher kach yatvil. You don't have to have davke that order to kashrit. And then afterwards to make to be table the keli, the lafilu matfil bereisha. Even if the keli is a tray for keli, it can be a tray for keli. You're not allowed to use it because of all the blias that are inside. But you can be table it. You eat in its filu, and afterwards you'll be machshir it. The lafilu matfil bereisha. The half tvila, it's ena mishvil tuba. The tefillah, it's not because of anything to do with tumah, or tarfus, it has nothing to do with tarfus. The lihabi ketaymo v'sheretz, maybe you'll say it's like taymo v'sheretz miyado, like a person lost tshuva, and he's taymo v'sheretz miyado. The afilu kadoshet trichet tefillah, it's nothing to do with the kashrus of it. Has nothing to do with the blias of it. Even if it's a brand new keli. T'nanami sakin, shafa v'hi tahir, afagab delay tar legabri. Even like we say, even there are things that you want to use only for something that are cold. If you go and you'll stick it into the karka 10 times, that will only be matter for tzoynon. It's not going to be matter for things that are reseyach. But you are able to be matvil it for the sake of using the knife for tzoynon. But it's only be brisa magilan bereisha mishum dechabira mibdeho iser. That part makes it usher because it makes the food usher. Here, it doesn't make the food usher. You go and you use a clean, which is, does not have tefillah, doesn't have anything to do with the food. Like we said, person goes and he borrows a keli from a guy to drink a glass of water. You're able to do that. Get that, to acquire the keli without a tefillah. But if the guy, you go by a guy's house and he wants to give you a glass of water, you can take the glass of water. You want to go into a hotel or something, or they give you a glass. You can use it for a glass of water.
But
is it just that there's a custom? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it accomplish?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Talk about it. Talk about it. Now we have by the two dots on talk about it. Talk about it. Dvarim shelo nishtamish bohen. Things that he never used, like we're saying, things that he did use, maybe they're blias, maybe it's rabbi's treif. Things that he used for cold things, kigoy, kaisis vikitoinius, he has glasses, tluchius, madichan, all you have to do is wash them, that there shouldn't be anything that's been on them. Things that he used were things for things that are hot. Maybe he used a pot to bake soup. Gehört ha Yairis, ha Kum Kumsim, Lubechabechabed, Magilon, these things, of course, you cannot use for hot things. You have to extract and have the tam becoming niflat from it. Umat Bilon, the Hetahirin. Dvar shin stab shimemrayide ha'ur, things that you use directly with a fire, a grill, a rotisserie, a spit, to guide hashpudim, vaskalois, the spits are pokers, the vaskalois, these are grills, malamnon about bilan, you have to do libun on them,
and food.
Ubat bilan, add your mouthful, that's the hain tyrim. What do you mean, vahilan? Until it becomes hot and you see the sparks come from it, yeah. The kulan shedi shtamshu bohen, ad shelo yagbil, the shelo yagil, the shelo yalabein. Now, what about all of them? Let's say you didn't do it. All things that you used them, but you didn't do the hagolah, or you didn't do the tefillah, or you didn't do the libun process. Tarichana, what happens with the evet if you cook the food in there? Tarichana, aser matanya inach mutter. We have a steerer whether the food be the evet is mutter, but lokasha, that's not a problem. And that's all tali if it's where it's nisatadim gam. We, of course, hold that nisatadim gam is mutter. Remember, we had the guts of Shaila, the Raifet, Kenegat, the other Rishaitim. In the din that nisatadim gam, what defines it is nisatadim gam. Chiddush and the Raifet that we do not hold like. What, pardon me?
Not
edible. According to the Raifet, well, the Raifet says it's not edible at all. Not like the other Rishaitim. Because it's Nevel Lashed Roy Lageri. Also, Mamish mimic that. And then we other, we have the Rad Svara, that it's only where it's going to be Be'ed that you have that. Otherwise, nice and top of Gam. Lamanda over nice and top of Gam Mutter. Gule Kachav. So let's say it's Mutter. So if it's Mutter, Gule Yodhi Kachav and the Osir Rachmana, Hechi Mashkachasla. What's the case? The case, you would think that it's nice and top of Gam, so why kasher it? When the Torah asked to claim Midian, a little funny, of course. Yeah. When the Torah asked to claim Midian, it's asking those Caleb that they just use for breakfast when they're baking in eggs. You want to use it, they just use it in the morning for baking in eggs. Now you want to go and you want to make some soup out of it. That you have to kosher. What about something I used yesterday for baking in eggs? According to them, you wouldn't have to do that. So, what was that Gemara from here? Alas, what time I look at David Basyaiba? Blah, the lab, nice and top of the gamu. It's only that. Nice and top of the gamu. Mikanva Eilech. It's a freighting Gemara. Okay, very good. Mikanva Eilech, Lishtari. But from that point on, we should be able to use Caleb. What do you have to go and kosher it at all for? Just do it. What do you think? Yesterday they used it for bacon and eggs. Today is today. Now what? So what do you have to kosher it for? What do you mean? You bought it from a guy and you have to be malabin it or you have to be magil it. Why be magil it? And then we have gzera, something like it's gzera to rabbanan. We do this. I'll say gzera to rabbanan. We can't buy it. At least we gzera kdera she'ena basyayma. Shum kdera basyayma. Because if you, Pasha, what it means is, if you're not going to be careful to do it even by a Kedera, that's not a Basyaiba, you'll come to use it for even if it's a Kedera Basyaiba. And therefore, we kasher those Caleb and it's Usher to use a Kaili that was used for Tarfus and has the Pleas of Isser. We have that in, and we have to kasher that because of Xera. We have a fundamental machlekes or rishayim. What does it mean where it's not a bas yoima? The Gemara says we kabel gzera kedera she'ena. What does it mean a bas yoima? Kedera that it's not a bas yoima out to a gzera of a kedera that was a bas yoima. What does bas yoima mean? And here we have the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam Rashi, different rishayim of. How we hold up by the Paskin. Rashi holds that we're talking what we said at Kedair Masyama means it was used yesterday, and today, once the night is over, you can use it again. You can use it. Used it last night at 8 o'clock at night to eat supper. And then you went through the night, it got dark. And tonight, today the morning came. The mornings came at 5 o'clock in the morning. You want to use it for breakfast, you can use it for breakfast. Linas Lila is called, it's not makes sense to a Nada Bas Yayma. On the other hand, the other Rishayim hold that it's a din in Mesles, it's 24 hours. You used it 8 o'clock last night, it'll be mutter today after 8 o'clock. The morning for breakfast, it's not going to work. If you take a look at Taisvis that we have over here, the top Taisvis, Bas Yayma Parish Mekuntris, Shebishel ba Omek Kechavim Hayayim, Avalim Bishel ba Esmal. But if you were Mavasho, you're Mavasho yesterday, he was Kvar Hufan Taibo, the time has already diminished. Taibo, Belina Slilo. With Alina, we wait over, waited the night, so fine. Bashma, the Belina Slilo, Bashma the Pemru Show. Belina Slilo, Pagemis, that we can have the Lina of leaving it over for the night. Below Boyidin Meslaes. The Chayn Parish Rabbeinu Tam. And that's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned. The Linus Lila Pagamis. You know, he and Derech, Biyamim, Kadmaidim, Levashim, Malayla, the Chulu and there. But what we have is other Rishayim that are not like that, because La Halacha, we hope you need them as last. But, you know, it's a sniff or something. There is a tzad, of course, that it is like this. It depends, of course, on the deed of Linus Lila. Whether Linus Lila does the job, or Linus Lila does not do the job.
Or if you know that he cooked it by night, then it doesn't have to start.
If what?
The whole Sfaras can blow it down, they don't come in and live after the Lila. So if you know that the guy used it at night, it wouldn't work. If you bring out that not work in the morning.
In that case, yeah.
What time in the morning, Alois? Or 24 in the morning?
Hour a day after.
Yeah. Like if you load like Rashi, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, that should depend on a couple of things.
Rabbi, you saw the kasha in the kitchen. Chachila, you have to table the grapes. You can just turn on the oven. David, you rent the village house.
Yeah.
In kasha kitchen.
But you're renting your guy's house, you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You don't own the grapes. You don't have to. You wouldn't have to be tribal. You can use the guy's grates. You can't buy the guy's grates. You have to kasher it, of course. Wait a second. You have to kasher it, but you don't have to be tribal. It.
They
were
only
buying it. But you rent the hotel room. You're not allowed to be basic. That what will happen if you mess? They'll take it off your bill. You're basic their stuff. Let's see how you bend it. They have grates. Yeah. You're not allowed to. The grates belong to them. They're not. They're letting you use it, but they're not being mocked at you, the grates. But the grates have bleas in it. So you have to be. You have to kosher that. You want to use it, you have to kosher it. You go into a hotel room. What?
Because you didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it. But you still have to. That's not doing koshering.
Because
the whole din tefila is only where you acquire it. You buy it. Yeah, that's why I was stressing this before. That's why I kept saying it like this. That's what I mean. You go into a house, Howard Johnson's or something. They give you a thing. You want to get a glass of soda in a glass. Not the gabi this. Schluchas, there's a din of tefila also for schluchas. For schluchas and metal, there is a din. One's a drabonin. Not the raisin, but there is the din. It's different than plastic. Right? It's really different than plastic. Different than charis. Different than that. Different than wood? You have a salad bowl that's made out of wood. Right? Wooden salad bowls. Yeah. Don't be typo that. But you are typo metal and glass. Metal and glass things. Yeah, you are. Now, of course, it says that with all the shilas that there are, of course, there has to be clay suda, of course. What is clay suda? That's why I gave yesterday an example of a can opener. You know, or a curic. Now it starts with all the shilas that are, you know, that are difficult things. They're curic. If you have a curic, right? Wait, what are you going to do? You're going to be typing it and break it.
Toaster.
What?
Toaster.
Or a toaster. Things like that. These are the shilas that come up with this, with the tefillah scalum. These are, of course, these are the things. The, of course, you have a computer chip. You're sink it into the water. That's a, you break it.
But the thing that he's talking about is...
Well, no, but this is different. So that's why one of the eitzes, I'm not saying you have to do this eitzah, but one of the eitzes that people do, if they have, let's say, a curic, where they can't be typhal it because they can't dip it into the pool, is they give it to a guy, and they make a kinyan with him, and it belongs to the guy. Now that it belongs to the guy, they use it. They're using the guy, so there's nothing wrong with that. That's one of the chaps. What? Yeah, it is a haraba. But it is a haraba. Sure, it's a haraba. Maybe there's a reason not to do it. But all right. But if they try and make it, that it should certainly not be a haraba. Shouldn't try your best. It should not be a haraba. It's like you're selling your chametz on Pesach. You know, it's not a haraba. It is a deal that it's done. Well, the reason that's based on the fact that it belongs to the guy. The guy owns the curic. Oh, once he owns it, I can use it. Don't do tefillah on that anymore. What?
One buys and used
curic. No. Does it have to do with, no, not at all, no. Not a used, what do you mean, a used, that's nothing to do with tefillah. That's why they have this place that's why they have the place on the Central Avenue where they sell the urns. Right? The urns are manufactured by a Jewish company. So it's not, doesn't belong to a guy. It's a Baltic Island. So it obviates the whole need to go and do the tefillah. If you don't have that, it's a brand new thing, and we have to be typhal that. So how are you going to, now, so what are you going to be typhal it? It's an old fashioned thing, so fine, go dip it into the baby, and let it sit for 2 weeks in the sun, and you'll let it dry out.
Okay, I
but if it's a modern thing with a computer chip or something like that, then it's...
I heard that things that are bought by a company, not by a boy, does not require Jewish. They And then they're not typhal those.
And what?
And they're not typhal. You buy a set of dishes. You're not buying it from a guy. You're buying it from a company.
Yeah.
Israel. So they don't typhal at all.
Richie.
Yeah.
I mean, Israel.
Was very thinking of that.
Yeah. I don't know if such a
serious.
Huh?
Very serious.
Who says that?
Huh? They leave it set all the positions, but it says that you buy it from a company, not from a goy, so it doesn't require tefillah.
But the shofar is a goy. Why is it different?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what he said. And that is without Rashid or tefillah.
All right. Okay.
You know, they should have just taken it apart and put it together again.
That's another thing. But if you have to get somebody who's capable to do that. Yeah, if you take it apart, then it's not a problem.
Well, dishes you're not doing.
What? Dishes you can't do. Yeah. We are typhal those things. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We are now. As long as it was a curry, you can't
do that. The best thing is, but a curry, you can't give it to somebody who can take it apart.
Yes.
Okay, now, so Zelda Gemara.
Right.
Now what? Rami le Rav, Ravam Rav le Rav Sheshes. Tanan Ashbudim, a gentleman. Okay. Tanan Hashmudim Baskala. We talk about spits and grills. Great. Malavna Bigur. You're right, you do it with an ash. With an ash, that's how you do it. Bahatanya, Vaitik Barbatrad, Gabe Kachim. We learn by Basar Kachim. What happens by Basar Kachim? A person, let's say, he's going to eat a Basar Chatos, he's going to eat a Basar Shlomit, and they're going to be the bleas inside the spit. Hashbud Bahaskala. A shbud that was used to roast the basar of the carbon. Magilad, what do you do with them? In order to be machshir them, Magilad Bechamin, you go and you do Hagolah to extract the bleis of the kachim of the chatas of the shlomen.
Not libun.
Not libun. Here it says not libun. So I, in light of the way we're saying it, you have to do libun. And what is the difference between Hagolah and libun? Hagolah extracts it. Libun does not extract it. Libun burns it up. It incinerates it. It's a very big difference. Hagolah takes it out and it becomes lost in the water. Comes buckled in the water. When we talk about Libun, it's a different principle. Libun means you're firing it up and you're incinerating whatever bleas are there that you're incinerating. So what it says that you could do that. What are you selling it to cases of tarfus? Kachim is different than tarfus. Why? There's a difference between where originally it was heter. Originally it was heter. I later on, it's going to become nicer. All right. Once it becomes nicer, then you're magulate. But if you're eating bacon and eggs, if you're eating the bacon, then if the bleis, lekatchila, become absorbed into the shpud, then it was iser as soon as the bleis came. So, all right. So people would say, yeah, that's a chilek. But how's the chilek? Machalek. So it's called soich. The bleis are still there. The Gemara says, though, Amar Rav, soich, soich, kikapolit, isura kapolit. So what? Lemaisa, when you're talking about it, it's iser that it's being nifla. So I'm going to say, originally when the bleis were in there was basar chatos that you could eat. Fine, but not now. Now it's nicer.
What comes out
is worse. It's worse than the way it was originally. And therefore, the Gemara, what's the Gemara telling us? So therefore, why should it make a difference to the Surah Balah there? The bleah, it was different. What about the plaita? And of course, this is one of the big issues that we have by chametz. What are you looking at by chametz? Is it Surah Balah? It's certainly a terabala. I mean, certainly a terabala. Chametz, when it was used before Pesach. Bleahs, nothing wrong with those bleahs. Then again, they come out during Pesach. Then it's different. So how do you view that already? Is that being a bit, is that mitzad echad, it's a terrible, now it became isras or afterwards. Or then again, the chametz that you put in, the gabe Pesach, it certainly isr. So how do you, that's one of the diyunim that we have by Pesach and about being machlekes hapoiskim over there. What could it be, what's going to be the din? The gabe over there, whether hagolah will work or those things that are done, ayyadei ur. Ella Amar Rava. What about over here? By what do we, so how can you use it if it's good ayate hagolah? The Gemara holds Saif Kol Saif when it became nicer. It became nicer, now it's iser. So how are you gonna do it ayate hagolah? So what does it mean you're magulit? What does it mean ashput vahaskala magilun? How can it be magila? My hagolah nami shit shtifa marika. Maybe it's talking about. Maybe it's not even talking. The only thing I'd use the term. It's sort of a misnomer. Shtifa Amerika. What is it then, Shtifa Amerika? Shtifa Amerika, you have Kalim. When you have things that you have, it does nothing at all, but again, the kashrus of the thing. It does. That's a separate din, Shtifa Amerika, that you would do it inside the chutzar of the Azara even. B'mayrak v'shutaf b'mayim. Right, so it has to be, that's a separate thing. It has nothing to do with doing with hot water, extracting the bleis. There are certain halachas that we have in Parshas Tzav that are not based on halachas of bleis and plata that are nageya, regular types of foods. It's only been nageya carbon, for example. Well, there are certain halachas that we have of, that, and it has to be done inside the Azara. You go and, take a klicheris. You have to break it inside the Azara. We have the different halachas that we have. Well, that's a perik in Svasim, in Dabchatas. So, well, wait, that's what it says. So it doesn't mean gul, magyo. The only thing I do is libun. It says that according to this side, the Gemara, you have to have libun. Elabarava. Chagol does not mean hot water here. It's a separate din of shtifa b'rika where you rinse it. It's a din of rinsing it.
And
libun. Of course, they have to use libun. But after the libun, you'll do shtifa b'rika.
What kind of water
are you? It's cold even. Amalei abayez. Midami. What kind of a term is that? Do you think we're going to use the word b'rika for b'riku shtifa? Which is done with Sinai, we're going to use the word Hagala. It's a total misnomer.
Misleading.
That's what that is. Hagala doesn't mean that. What a distortion of the word. You can't say that. So then what is the reason? Ella Omer Abaya. You know what it means? It's Lavdavka, really. Yagin El Hebrayo. What it means over here, when it says Magil, what it means, we'll use what it says in some other place to be Megala, what it means here. Yagin Olabreya, Tana Hacha Libun. It says here, by us, Libun, who I did the Hagala. And Hagala is appropriate for where that's appropriate. Tana Hacha Hagala, where that's appropriate. But Avada, it doesn't mean Hagola by the ones that are Mamish absorbed, Ayadeh, the Shfut, Ayadeh, and Eish, Mamish. It means that whichever appropriate way of getting being maflet, being pilot to Tom, will be the same consistent with whether you're talking about Kutchim or whether you're talking about Tarfus. And therefore, when it says Magila, it does not refer Dafkin to the case where it's not Ayadeh Ur. Amalei Rava, Yachi. That's not the Yachin. He's neither the Kulu Machada. Learn both of them. By what case will he see Chada be either? I learn one by the other one. In other words, whenever you have Yachin El Avreyo, you have the main principle. At least it's said in its Shlemus, in its entirety, by what case. Then you want to have another case where it's going to have the same din. So you'll say one example of it, but of course you track all the other things that it says by the other Mishnah, by the same thing. On the other hand, but over here, you have one here, Mashma, for the fact that, that you're not talking, and you don't have the principle of Yagin El Abreya. And there, Elam HaRava, Kachim, why is it like this by Kachim then? So then why should it be that Hagala could work? So then how could it be that Hagala is going to work when we talk about roasting Basar Shlomim or roasting a Basar Chatos? Ela Barava. Remember, even when you usually do it, one of the things that you do is even Mitzvah. You've got to cook it in a pot to make a soup out of it is one thing. But he knew it's leave. It's leave a chardel. But there it says it by, of course, says it by Shreva Chayayim. But we do it over here also. The reason is, I don't talk about it. Rav Nachman Amar Rava Baravua. The Amar Kol Yayim VeYayim. That's a Gil Chavera. What we have every day could be used to extract yesterday's stuff. Like we have Kol Yom V'Yom. What are you worried about? You're worried about yesterday's Bleis are going to be extracted by today's Hagolah. Kol Yom V'Yom is not Segil L'Chavero. Why? Well, we'll come right back to this. They were very good. So, but you know, in that case, you don't need Libun. Why? Tainach Shlomim. By Shlomim, it'll make sense. Because by Shlomim, it's eaten. Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Okay. Shlomim could be eaten Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. So what will you do tomorrow? You went in, you shechted the Shlomim on Sunday. Then what? You're going to go cook it. You're going to say, when are you cooking it? Sunday you're cooking it. Now what? At what price? So now you have Bleis and the Shmud. The Bleis are nothing. You can eat them on Monday also. You have Bleis from the cooking or from the roasting on Sunday. I shlom it. You can eat it on Monday too. After all, Shlei Shlei Yomim V'Layla Echad. When does it become nicer? When does it become kedar? Only Monday night. You have Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. You have Monday night. But not till that. So what it's saying over here is, Yom La'Segil L'Chavera, Teinach Shlomim, why? The Kevin of the Shnei Yomim, Nisachli, Mikami, V'Yahavei Nicer. When will you go when you roast the first supper tomorrow? Let's say tomorrow, Monday, you'll bring another Shlomim. Let's say Monday, you'll bring another Shlomim. The Bleis are Mutter. No problem with that. Mikami, V'Yahavei Nicer, Kohavi Gil. That'll be very good. So let's say you would have that. Then it's Pakehete Rabola. Then it is a terrible. What are you worried about? You're going to do it when it came nicer, then it's Isser? No, it's not. Then it is Heter. You do it at Heter. Huh?
When did you
stand there? Again?
When did you stand there? Finally, it was still Heter for the...
What do you do on Sunday?
Yeah.
What do you do on Sunday?
The belief is Friday, what do you do with them?
Sunday, what's the problem with Sunday? Because of Shabbos is food? No, she won't put on Shabbos. Huh? Friday's food.
It wasn't used.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah. Oh, the stuff that's left over from Friday's the Dharma and Dharma and the Dovis. Yeah. From Friday's the Dharma and Dharma and the Dovis, you won't be able to do it in Harami. That you would use, that would you have to do with Libun in Harami. So when it says Magilon, it'll be referring to
rest of the week.
Yeah, rest of the week. Yeah, but then Chanami, that will be irreparable. In a Chanami. So it says Mikami Davi Naisikal it's Gil. El Chatos. What would happen if you had a Chatos though? Chatos, it becomes nicer. Let's say the case of the Chatos on a Sunday. On Sunday he brought a Chatos. Monday morning, early, Amud HaShachar. It becomes nicer. So what are you going to do with that? Can't do that. Can't do magil that. Elachatas. Keva deliyayim v'layla. Misachla. It's only eaten yayim v'layla. Kimavashel baha'idah. If you're going to use it on Monday, chatas, avi nicer. The basa chatas now becomes nicer. Kihadem of Ashallah Lamachar. Oh, Shlomim, oh, Chatos. So when you're going to go use it again on Monday, for whatever you want to use it for, Shlomim or Chatos, it's already nicer than Basar Chatos. Kapalit. Kapalit nicer, the Chatos, the Ho'ina, the Chatos of Shlomim, the Lamachar. The time of the chatos that became nicer from Sunday now becomes nisarev with the new time of chatos that's here for on Monday or shlomim, whatever you want to use. Well, if you're going to go do something on a Monday, you'll bring a chatos, you'll bring a shlomim on Monday. But already, that's already. What are you going to do with that? How can you do that? Right. Yesterday, if it was not a shlomim, but it was a chatos, this morning, Monday morning, Yabud HaShachar, become nicer. Now those Bleis are going to become Ma'uriv with today's Karbanis. So what do you do with that? It can't be, because over here it's nicer. I mean, it's nicer. Is there going to be this or nicer? Amri loy tzricha d'chiba vashel ba chatas ha'ida hader mevashel ba ha'ida shlomim the chatas the chatas the lebachar the shlomim the chatas of the next day the chatas the lebachar u shlomim diyesval v'hariyadonik ha'shalom zimnayu. They will become, will only become nicer together, because it's shlomim of esma, which has shnei yomim v'layla echad. V'hadar b'vashel shlomim de lebachar, and then afterwards, you'll go and do the shlomim de lebachar. Why? In other words, what will happen? We're assuming that what all the blayas that are going to be there, are now going to be extracted through the Haggalah. You don't have to worry about it. Now, once it's extracted, you're able to take today's carbon and now go and do it again. It's the Hanum's reason, man. What do you mean? That's what they'll have to do.
They had a chamber. It's probably what they'll have to do.
What kind of? Same thing, it'd be your job. Get used to it. Yeah, you got the hot cup over here. You know, you don't think.
Yes,
congrats. Wait, listen. So with that, the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? You want to eat today's carbon. Now, let's say today's carbon is going to be, say it's a shlomim.
You're trying
to make them come out that they'll coincide with when the psul itself is going to come. So if you have, Shnei Yomim v'Layla Echad. So today, let's say you're going to have today's Katas.
So Shlomim the same day. Yeah, so within 24 hours. Always do a Shlomim.
When you have a Shlomim, you'll have the 2 days. So at what point is it going to become, at what point will you cook it? If you have the second day. The second day, you can have Dagolim to get it out.
You do Shlomim on Sunday.
So let's say you bring the shlomim on Sunday. There's no problem with being magil the shvud on Monday. It's not nicer on Monday. Good. It's not going to become nicer until Monday night.
Good.
Right. So if you're going to use that on Monday, that will be fine. And you can do it the same time that you do it with Monday's katas. Now you can do it with Monday's katas. Once you do it with Monday's katas, then afterwards it's all clean. There's no bliss left in the shvud. Then you would be able to use it again.
What are you doing today? Even though it's bliss,
what? Haggalah? And you'd be able to use, what it's saying is, you're using the svara of the Haggalah, and the reason why the Haggalah is going to get it out, we're saying over here, B'chol Yom, what's the Gemara mean when the Gemara says every day, you do B'chol Yom, it's going to be Haggalah L'Chavera. It's going to work for Chavera. It's because it's being used repeatedly. It doesn't have time to become embedded into it. Therefore, if it's being constantly used, what can come out through Haggalah over here is more than what Haggalah will normally be able to take out. every day we'll be able to do it. And therefore, as long as it's hetera, as long as it's hetera, it's going to be able to work. Yeah, but there, that'd be the same thing. The same type of thing. By Yantav and Shabbos Sif, so you're using it every day also. The same thing. Palamai, at least, yeah. Yeah. So what it's saying over here is, Nachama. You don't even need Hagala. Kasha. If it's nothing there, so what is it saying over here? You don't need it even, so what we're using it for Hagala even? You don't even need Hagala. It's gonna, everything is gonna. Yeah, Friday is Friday. That we're not gonna have it. There's no way to deal with that. What?
Sunday,
you can
eat an Hagala.
You
eat Friday or today.
So yeah, well, yeah. No, but there it's not. Because Sunday, you're going to have to be malabin it. Sabbath, yeah, but we're talking where the Hagala is going to work. The Hagala is going to work for Baku where it's at Tehru. It's not going to be able to work for Friday, the Hagala. The question is not possible. And Rav Papa about high courage, but high low courage. Papa says high courage, but high low courage. Here Rashi says le'oila bekotche b'isura polit. He says a different form. Le'oila bekotche the yisur is the thing that's pilot. I, if it's going to be pilot, you're asking it should be. They should require libun. It's saying, since the love of Vashliba, call Shaita, since the giver is saying, we're saying what? By Gaival of Goyim, when he buys things, it's not in constant use. And therefore it becomes embedded, like we're saying. It's embedded into the blias, into the metal. Therefore, it's only over there that you need that should be done with split, which is done with ur. The vekisbo, the kulo. The aim nayak leaf light. You can't jar it loose with agola. You can't jar that loose with agola. Ad the malabno be ur. Ava bekachim ho shaita babashli. There, like carbon, it doesn't become so solidly embedded. The nayak leaf light, it's able to be jarred loose much easier. Hilchos Bahagola, therefore Bahagola, it's able to come out. And therefore he holds that that's not a problem over here. That's how Rabashi learns. No. Second, when we're saying Rapapa, Bahai Kari, Bahai Lag Kari. And therefore it's not a problem over here, according to Rapapa. And Rabashi, really? This, what did we mean? And what do we mean over here when we said Chatera Bala and Isura Bala? Hacha, by Behina, the Kapalit, the Kakashilach. What do you mean? What kind of a chiluk is that? The Behina, the Kapalit, the Isura Kapalit. It's Isser. No. The Behina, the Kapalit, the Isura Kapalit. No. Behina, the Kapalit, no Isay, the Isura Behina. And if it's not the A-Day, therefore what? Does it make the, so what is this? What is this?
These are never bad.
No, so what does it mean? So there are a couple ways we can go here. If one way is that Rishayim come, and if it's not the A-N, it will not have the Shem Psul of Nicer at all, period. Nicer is where it's going to be the A-N. On Blias, there's not going to be a Psul of Nicer. Hey, or there's a difference. If it can come out through Hagala, then it blibes like it's there. That's why I made this chiluk before. When we talk about the kakashilach, the beina the kapalit, isura kapalit, no, beina the kapalit, the isur is not there. Why is it not there? The isur is not there. It's going to pay. It's not there. So it makes enough kamina. If it's done on Yedei Hagala, then it's there. You can get rid of it. In the tzad. The impure, the leaven incinerates it. Yeah, but it's not there at all. But the other side is that it doesn't become less. And we're saying that if it's not the end, it does not become the God. It's got the psul of nicer even. What? Second side is there's a difference in how Hagala works as opposed to the leaven. And if the Hagala works with they extract it, that means we have to deal with it and, as if it's the end. Because it can come out.
Okay. That's better?
And that, therefore, so what would be the Gemara is saying now? So therefore, yeah, so I mean, we're saying over here, it's getting, you're going to need it for Hagala. The question is, you're going to need Hagala. What are we saying over here? You're going to wind up needing Hagala and there'd be Mechalik between Isura Bola and Atera Bola. And this is a way of getting out of the problem of Atera Bola, of Isura Bola. When it's coming out, it's going to be nicer. So if you tell me, no, it's not nicer. Why? Because it's not bad, so therefore it's not a problem of nicer. Now the question is, yeah, but Bo, but let's say,
because
somebody, yeah.
Why would you not
go to heaven
by touching?
Right?
So bad,
here,
never needed.
If it's not
nice,
do I
need
nothing?
Yeah,
whatever.
No, it's not
needed. If it's not bad, so it won't be that same thing. So,
there's no nicer problem.
Unless you have to
be bothered
before it becomes nicer.
Well, unless you'll do it. No, but we're saying that Oh, yeah, it'll be not so Gil Lechavero. And over here, even though normally, Avada, where it's done on your day, or it has to be done on your day, you have to kasher on your day, or over here, it's good on your day, Hagala also. So the Gemara said, why is it good? What do you mean it's also Isurabala? At this point, it's going to be Usur. Teretz is, it's not Be'ed and it doesn't get the Psul of Nicer. But the Basar Chatos is still there. Not going to get the Psul of the Nicer. But the Mai said the Busser is still there. And therefore you're going to have to be Magil that. You're going to be Magil that. There's another thing that we have here also. Let's say you had it for a shlomim, just about market. It's eaten, if the Gemara said before, let's say you have a shlomim on Sunday. You can take another thing, stay up and lay
Sunday is
on. And then you can do it again on Monday. It doesn't become nicer. But you won't be able to eat it if the one that you have on Monday, you'll be able to eat it on Monday and Tuesday. You should be able to eat Monday and Tuesday. But if it's going to have the bliss of Sunday, even then you're not going to be able to eat on Monday and Tuesday. You're going to have to limit the whole thing to Monday. Because it's going to become nicer because of yesterday's shlum. That's what's called a mevin kasher lemeisam psul. You can't come and cut down the spot of the achila of a carbon. It's also to do that. Might it be a shalz deraisa or a bonin? But the din is a mevin kasher lemeisam psul. You can't put it into a predicament where you're going to we're going to shorten the spot of the achila. Tyson is I mean not Tyson over here. Tyson in Kedushin, we have over here.
Even the second day, is that
so?
So that's
how you solve the problem. That's the problem.
You see, he says because it's a not
problem. Yeah.
It becomes a not problem. Most of these said
who?
He goes to the Rosh Chodesh. That's because in this Rebbe situation, case, which each day reducing the because of the priors. Prior shlomim,
yeah.
Today's Banafilo, it's not Banaf, but that doesn't do it.
Oh. There's no grace of Banaf.
Can't produce because of Blitas, you cannot produce the Tom. You cannot produce the time of Achilo. That's not enough to do it.
But not Banaf is not a problem.
It doesn't affect. Yesterday, or it doesn't affect today's carbon because of the bleas of today that will result in nicer later. That's a chiddush. We definitely would never have said such a thing. Yeah, it is not by not that tamer, yeah. No, but why is it even not by not? It's going there and then it's going to go into, It's going to be not by not that, yeah. It won't be. It's true that it won't be a problem of not by not, but what happens? Why doesn't it curtail?
It's not by not that terror.
Yeah. Not by not that terror just said that it doesn't become usher. Maskin. Well, what about the money we have? Not by not that terror, not by it's going to be butter. But that busser, that tom is going to go into something which will be mutter. But what about the spot of the achil? But this itself, that thing itself, that's mutter. It should be us, sir.
Well, honestly, that's what you say, well, us.
Yeah, I know, that's a shittish. He's saying that, that's going to tell us why, that won't do that. That's it, that's Bechal the Din, and not but not that Tera normally.
That's far as the not but not that Tera, the Gabi Bus and Tala, and some shittings are making even further with.
It's only been a Gaya, Heter, and Isser, Moscow.
But this is Isser.
Yeah, but it's a question of whether it's gonna, what's gonna happen later on, the company, the development, whether it's gonna become.
It's a collateral halo.
We're talking about in the Yosid. It's number shall heter and mask. But now what's gonna happen later afterwards? No. Yeah. That's a question.
Not so question.
The Gemara that says what? When we talk about that, it's going to have to be that the outer clip comes off. The gate side magilot, and how do you do the hagala? Amarab, how do you go about doing the hagala of a pot? Amarab, what a yairik tana, the saich yairik gedoyle. Yeah, what about, so you can put one little pot inside a big pot. What about a big pot?
What about
Eway? No, Eway's not, because you won't have the Kabbalah Kapot on that. Yairan Kedaila, bye, what do you do with that? You can't have Eway. The Eway is only going to take the Klippa. And this over here is more than the Klippa. Somebody here with David said, David says, why you can't do Eway? Eway you certainly cannot do. Eway only is, penetrates, or as pilot, it could they clip it. Over here, when it's this basho, the whole thing itself was penetrated. And therefore, Eroi is not going to be an Eitz. Toshiba, what about a Yerida? Toshiba, the who Duda, the Hava Beirav, Beirav Atmet, the Hava Beirav Atmet, Babukva. Yeah. Kavya Rukva on the side, that's in Gerson. Ahadalai, and he did something he said. Ahadalai Gadanfa. He went and he took some dough and he stuffed the rim. He stuffed the rim of the pot. He stuffed it around the rim of the pot that it should, spill over. He said this way it's gonna be, whatever is gonna be there. It's going to lock it in by the rim. The Lisha Apuma, and it would say he put it by the rim of the pot, filled it all up with water, the arsacha, and boiled it. Omar Rava, he didn't want to because it would get everything messed up. Omar Rava, man chakit lebeva ki ha bilsa. Look, is the one that's such a chacham to go and do this. He loved Rav Akve, the Gavra, like Ravuva, what his name was, whatever the gear says, Akavya. They come the gear that is a Gavra Rabahu. Why? Because Kasama Kabbalah Kapolto, Ma Bolo, Benititis, just like when we talk about the Blias, it comes by the splashing that overflows. Apolto Benititis. The Blias, also when we talk about the Plata, It'll also be good enough like that also. We have to deal with the overflow. Therefore, that's how he does it. Kibolo, like Rashi, got my Bob Bolo, but he cites it to the Rashi. La Bolo, Ella Ayadeh, the whole Bliya only comes because of the splashing on top. Shenites are a Sikhisha, that the boiling, the bubbles pop over, go over there. And they don't go inside the etzem yira, the etzem pot. For that, it's good enough to go and kosher that, because it's, even when it becomes the bli is coming there, it only comes like that. You don't have to be more machber. You don't have to be more machber in the koshering of it than you are the way it became usher in the first place. And a sakin, like we said in the Mishnah, shafa bihi tahira. You stick it into the ground that it's tar vukla bar chama, and even then we have different in Rishayim here also. V'nayatza asara pa'amin b'karka. You do it 10 times. And well, what come out rav huda b'reid of Yeshua u'v'karka she'ein avuda. What we do today about this? Today you do what you do. If you have a case like this, you can use steel wool. If you have a knife, let's say that became us, and you have to, where it would require the din, where it would require the din of the itza, you had a case like steel wool, that is different. Steel wool does a job just like.
Or a knife sharpener.
What?
Even if it got usher because of the arm, I didn't
know this. No, we're not talking about fun. No, we're talking only about cider, yeah. If you want to use it, but again, this is going to be totally. But again, this is going to be telling you what we said yesterday. When we talk about darka, when we're talking about things that are only afarach used with Sidon, let's say once in a while you use it for something that's hot. So we have Rishon, we have the Machlokes, the Rabbi Tam, Negin, the Rashbam. Whether or not a one-time thing that you used it hot, whether or not that itself is going to be a reason to be makel, and that not to require a hagolah, or it's not. Do you go basar rive tashmisha, or do you not go basar rive tashmisha? What? Yes, but that's why I bring it. They see the taisis of Rav Huna. That's what I brought from the Rabbi Tam. See, the Eimer Rabbi Tam. You see, towards about 20 lines down into the taisis, the Eimer Rabbi Tam. You see that? The Yom Rabbeinu Tam. You see, do you have that? The Hara Kaivala, the Sakin Boy Libun. Hecha di Surah Bala. Adu Dafka be Isser, the Sakin Gedaila. Shederach Leitzleis Babasar. It's only by that kind of a Sakin that it's the Derech to use for that. Dekin Abinitani Beteisepta Sakinim Ashmudim. Sakine dumya the shpudim, the askula. That's how they're used. Avo sakine ktadim, shein derech leitzlois b'hem. Now that's all the Rabbi Tam all is different. But if you take a look weiter, Rabbi Tam, I'm going to say the Kari Tashmisha that he brings the machlokes and the Rashbam. I guess that it's not like that. Rabbi Tam, and this was the machlokes that he has that got me this then. When you talk about the kashering, when you have right tashmisha or not. Amar Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua b'karka she'ena avuna. When we do it, it has to be karka, that it's not loose ground. Amar Rav Kahana b'sakin yafesh. What kind of a knife are we talking about? We're talking about a straight blade without grooves. Somebody hear this?
Yeah.
Where is this Nageya? Lechel but Sidon. This is the Machlokes that we're just mentioning here. Mm-hmm. Bar Yehuda uvati bar Tuvi. That like we have a memra, like we have a Maisa that happened with Rav Yehuda and Bati bar Tuvi. Two Yidden. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda. But then we have Bati Bar Tuvi, who was also a Yid. Abu Yosef Kameh Shvar Balka. And they were sitting in front of Shvar Balka, a Goyish king who is familiar with Yiddish halachas. He knew what they were allowed to eat, and he knew that you're not allowed to eat other things. Isil Kabayo, he brought before them an Esrega. Pasak, Achal, what happened? He cut a slice, and he ate a piece of the Esrega. Pasak, and he cut another piece. Lahamlela Bati Bartuvi. He cut one piece, and then he cut a piece, he gave it to Bati Bartuvi. Then what? Harder Datsa Asara Zimde. He stuck it in 10 times because he knows that Yidden are not going to be able to use this knife. So he went and he stuck it into the ground 10 times. And then, then he cut a slice and Havle the Bar Yehuda and he gave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So Bati Bartuvi, so insulted. Yeah, what is it? Chopped liver? It says, Amalei Bati Bartuvi, Ahu Gavra, Labai. So, what about me, myself? I'm not in Israel. What am I? Why, the Hebrew, you suck it into the ground before you give it to him. What him? Amalei, my Kimli Begabe, my Lo Kimli Begabe. Him, I know he's an Erel Chayid. You, I don't know about you, you're keeping or not keep the halachas. Or he could, the Amre, well, see this, what he brings the mice that it happened.
Despite the Batuvi,
he says, because the Persians had a minig. They had a Persians, but they had a guest. When they had guests, so they got, Rashi tells us.
Gave them a young lady.
They would what?
Gave them a young lady at night.
That's right. So Rabbi Yehuda, they offered us, are you kidding? Sayyid. But yeah, that's not to take advantage of that. On the other hand, Bati Batuvi, so all of a sudden, there comes the Kashrus as well. It's very mocking of this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.